You know it's Pi Day? I mean, it won't be when we air this, but speaking of pantry.
Oh, this is like second to your birthday.
I know. If I had known, I could have really done it up. I would have done pie for dinner. I would have done pie for pie.
You still can.
Yeah, it's only.
I can't make a pie right now. It takes many hours for the dough.
But isn't it pi like 3.14?
Yes.
March 14th.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's Pi Day. Right. Well, you know, that's my husband's nickname.
What?
I have called him Pi for 16 years because of the way he says pa. I never knew his name. I had a crush on him, but I only called him Pi. So I did not know he had his own day.
There's more to the story. Tell the whole story.
The first day that I met him, we all went around the circle and said our best gift, and his best gift was pa. And none of us could understand what he said. He had to say it like four times. And then he's like, pie. And we're like, oh, pie. We get it. So then I had a crush on him, but I didn't know his name. And it was like way too long for me to not know his name to be in a Bible study with him every week. So everybody knew I liked pie, but I did not know pie's name. And then one day I was in charge of the name tags at church he came up, this guy that I've liked for almost a year. Oh, my parents know I like pie. Everybody knows I like pie, but I do not know pie's actual name. I just wrote Andy because he has an accent like Andy Griffith. Okay. I didn't know what to say. It was like a literal shot in the dark. So I wrote down Andy and handed him, which in retrospect, why didn't people write their own dang name tags? Like, why was I there writing people's names down? That's a lot of pressure. So anyway, I wrote Andy and handed it to my crush of a year. And he's like, I'm sorry, my name's not Andy. And I'm like, oh, what is your name? Oh, I was so embarrassed. And his name's Eric. So now we know.
And now you're married.
And now we're married.
Okay, so question, follow up. Why didn't you ask somebody in the Bible study, like, hey, what's his like actual name?
It really didn't occur to me.
Okay.
I don't know. His name was just Pi. So like in my phone, his name is still Pi.
I love that. That's so cute.
There's something also about a lemon icebox pie, right?
Okay, so the reason that he was saying his favorite gift, it was like an icebreaker at our Bible study. His favorite gift was a lemon icebox pie that his girlfriend made him.
Oh, okay.
That was the best gift he ever got. So yeah, now we always make him lemon icebox pies.
And is it way better than his girlfriend's?
You know, he says it is. Who knows if it really is, because he's conflict avoidant.
Yeah.
But I think there's like four ingredients. I think we all make it about the same.
All right. Have we successfully pantried?
I feel like it. I'm pantried out.
I'm pantried out too.
So giving us life, killing us softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
I got a bone to pick with you guys for my killing me softly.
You go first.
Should I do it now or should I save it? I'm going to do it now. It's appropriate for Patreon.
You can't save it.
Okay, in the Galentine event.
That Rebecca is always keeping us on our toes. My gosh. So you know what I'm going to tell you? What I'm going to tell you is that if you want to hear the rest of that episode, it can be found at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. I don't know if you know, but a full year of a Patreon membership gets you 10% off the price, so you can have a full year of perspective shifts, tips for struggling well, and mostly laughs for $32. When I think of $32, I think of like the nice shirt section of Target. Like, you know, you go a little bit deeper in, you get to the nice stuff, that's $32. You are worth a nice shirt at Target, and you are worth a year of a Patreon membership. So join us over there. You'll get 100 episodes that we've already recorded. You'll get video episodes. You get to come into the Facebook group that is genuinely lovely. And you'll get to hear what Rebecca has to say to me and Emily. See you over on Patreon, patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.